actually have my lyrics.
I know the words.
Beg your place in vain. All the time that I felt insecure was for you. And I leave my burdens at the door.
And stuff.
'Cause I'm on the outside, I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors. Inside you're ugly. Ugly like me, I can see through you, see to the real you. All the times that I felt like
I fucked
this
that up.
Won't for you, and I taste what I could never have was for you, and all the times that I cried, all that's wasted, it's all inside, and I feel. It's back again, and I lie here in bed all alone. I can mend, and I waste more time than anyone.
You're right.
'Cause I'm on the outside, I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors, 'cause inside you're ugly, ugly like me. I can see through you, see to the real you.
Shittiest version of that fucking song I think I've ever heard, but it was good, actually. I didn't know you knew that on the guitar.
And welcome to Roscoe's House of Chips.
Holy shit. That's awesome, man.
I knew it, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
People, keep listening, please. We are better musicians than that.
Yeah, that was... I kind of surprised these guys because I hit the record button when he just kind of started playing, so it's going to kind of jump into the beginning part of that song, but I felt like it was just appropriate to hit record It's Roscoe's. Fuck it.
Well, you know what I think was great was the fact that really, the cool thing about it was that it was really organic the way it came about. We've been fighting all night long with the computer trying to get things to go right for us and different things. And
fisting, one would almost say.
Oh, yeah. And the computer's just been a piece of shit. So we've just been kind of entertaining ourselves the entire night, singing karaoke, doing shit like that. And
karaoke. Okay. You know.
But really, that was a great version of that song. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was fun. Like, I even was singing with the chorus, which if you hear a weird fucking sounding voice, yeah, that was me, guys.
No, it's not a weird sounding voice. It's you got a great radio voice, but you have a horrible singing voice.
It's fucking disastrous.
But to be fair, he's never tried.
I think it is. Yeah, were you
fortunate because I was able to do a lot of like practicing on my own with no one around.
See, here's the thing: I practice all the time on my own too.
It's different than when you're in the car.
Exactly. I'm in the car. I'm singing Katy Perry. Fuck it. I don't care. It was actually really funny.
Right.
It was really funny the other day. I had E.T. blasting, and it got to that point of the song where it kind of dulled out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then it was a warm day, and I had my windows rolled down, and I was on the road, and off to my right was this taco truck with a couple of people standing outside of it.
Right.
And so as soon as it hit, like, my sound system is loud enough that both just turned their heads and looked at me, and I got the fro fucking going, driving the neon. And they're just like, what the fuck? And the light turned green and just took off.
The worst thing I ever heard hollered out a window before was that one time we had you, me, and Nate going to the store, and it was you had the windows rolled down and the neon. We're cruising down the road, and there was this larger lady riding a bicycle going down the road. And Nate forgot the windows were down in the car. He's like, looks over at this large lady riding this bike. He's like, pedal harder, bitch. And I'm like, Jesus, the windows were open. He's like, oh, shit.
No, it was even better than that. It was, you need to pedal harder, you fat bitch.
Oh, Nate. Nate's always says that shit, man.
He's always spontaneous and good for a laugh.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
It's good stuff. Should I hold the mic for you? Okay.
No, you know, the thing
just
is
some Alice in Chains.
Oh.
Old school.
Okay.
The thing is I hear a guitar and it completely makes like multiple squirrel moments where it's like, okay, what chords is he playing? What song is that? What progression is that? What words can I come up with?
J's misprinted lines. We face the path of time. Anyway, it's a great song.
Oh, man. See, I was just getting into it, man, and you, like, took it off, man.
Well, mainly because I couldn't remember the words, and I didn't want to embarrass myself even further than I probably am right now.
That's what Roscoe's is all about.
Is embarrassing ourselves.
Yeah.
So now, I don't want to confuse our listeners either, because we promised them a joint musical episode.
Yeah, this isn't actually
a
musical episode. This was, Cody, you got a guitar? Go grab it. We're sitting around.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, literally, my laptop has been a piece of shit tonight. And so it finally decided to start working and said, fuck it, hit record.
Right. That's kind of exactly what happened. Cody and I have been hanging out all day. It's been great. We went up to Beeham, got us some juice up there at
Mountain Baker Vapor.
Right.
I got a fucking great deal, too.
Oh, like, it's awesome. And
I really think it is going to be my one-stop shop for fucking everything now. If I'm going to get something electronic cigarette-wise, I'm going to Mountain Baker Vapor.
Right, and they actually even be maybe letting us do a show there here in the future. So, you know, stay tuned and whatever, and we'll let you know when those shows come up, and you can come up and meet us all and tell us how bad we suck. Maybe we'll bring the guitars, and we'll show you how bad we suck.
So keep your ears open for these announcements, because we got big plans for this show, for Roscoe's House of Chips. It just doesn't end with three guys sitting around my kitchen table talking into microphones.
Playing a guitar, listening to Turtles. So, anyway.
What's wrong with my turtle?
Turtle's horrible, man.
Hey, fuck you. I love my turtle.
Fuck that. Okay.
Okay, but.
You know what? Let's do it.
But.
Let's do this song. Okay, now, hold on. See, the squirrel moment just hit.
Yep, here we go.
will screw this up.
The guitar part? Because I can sing it.
And he screwed it up. We still have faith in you, Dave.
All right.
Son of the bitch. I played this 2 days ago.
That's okay.
Is it the chair? I blame the chair.
It's the guitar.
Oh.
The strings are a mile off the fretboard. By
the way. I can see that.
No wonder it was so hard to play. How do you fix that?
Anyone who can play is laughing at me right now.
So close, no matter how far.
Okay, seriously, you're playing with a shitty guitar, so we can't blame you.
Couldn't be much more from the heart.
Dude, I'm fucking everything up. I apologize.
That's all right.
We're about done, yeah.
Nah. Isn't that what being a musician is about, though? To fuck
not
it up?
Not when you're recording.
Not
no.
When
you're,
see, that's the thing.
Not when people are going to listen to you.
And that's the thing. And I have that guitar right there in my sight, and I have it in my ear, and it's keeping my brain occupied on it, because I've been occupied on it for so long, I can't even focus on anything else but the guitar. I almost have to look at the wall there and kind of enjoy my show.
Just stare at the turtle and be upset by the turtle. Because here's the best thing. I'm getting axolotls.
Gotta love the fucking axolotls.
Wait a minute. You're actually getting fucking axolotls?
I'm getting two axolotls.
No, what the fuck is an axolotl, guys?
You know what? Just call me axolotl. There's something about that. And I remember before talking to you about this, too, many years ago.
Yeah.
You said axolotl, and I was sold. I didn't even know who... even if I didn't know who you were, done. We're buds.
So, if it's your first time ever meeting the D-Man, just walk up to him, say, hi, my name is axolotl.
Oh, I'll know exactly who they're referring to.
Exactly.
You know what? Fuck it. When I have to sign a major, any form, I don't care if it's a government form, I'm signing Dave Axolotl, Scott. That's what I'm doing.
So what the fuck is an axolotl? Somebody please talk to me.
An axolotl.
It's got a big mouth.
Yeah, it does. an axolotl is a type of salamander that has its gills are not in its body. It's a water creature, and its gills are actually coming off of its head like tentacles, and they come off and they are like feathery and
I'm fucking disgusted in you. I am
disgusted
so
in me.
Well, and the reason why is
why?
Like,
did I shit in your food?
No. Why the fuck? Like, why? When are you gonna say no?
When am I gonna say
like,
no?
Like, you got fucking turtles, you got dogs, you got cats, you now you get axolotls, and you got fucking fish.
You forgot the bird.
And you got the fucking bird. I mean, there's going to come a point in time when you got to fucking...
Hey,
open a petting zoo to afford to feed these little motherfuckers.
It's
I'm telling
fucking,
you.
It's Cody's Ark. Yeah.
Is God speaking to you saying it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights? Well, look around you. We live in Washington. It
you
rains
know what I'm
for 40
saying?
Days and 40 nights, and it doesn't...
Yeah, I got to prepare. You never know. It's going to flood. I mean, God has... Determined that to happen again.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, God is all and powerful, and he's just going to rain down crickets and fucking toads and blood and whatnot, and I'm going to have all my animals to fucking save me.
One reason I won't invite him back over to the house anymore is he's going to start looking at my yard going, you know what? A pond will go right there. we can put monkeys in this room. The main reason why I'm not inviting him over is because I'll be like, yeah, let's fucking do it. but I'm married to a wonderful woman, and I would like to keep it that way.
So my question is, Cody.
See, I already know where the giraffes are going to go at your house.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we got horses.
Is it you, Cody? Or is it like the kids and the wife? Like, well, who the fuck is the animal hoarder in this motherfucker?
I'm actually saying it's all four ways. I think
it's
that
all four ways?
Some people are going to say it's other people, but I think you and I know the truth. I think we do.
I think
I think there's like, oh, more animals. Oh, I keep saying no. I think, yeah. And I'm only giving you shit because I'd probably be the same way. But right now I'm not dealing with the animal thing.
No. But you have animals. You have cats
and
of your own.
All you have to say is axolotl and I'm sold. Sold.
I'm getting two axolotls.
Oh, I don't know, man. My sister once had fucking sugar gliders.
Yeah, ooh. What
the fuck is a fucking sugar
glider? I got to add that to my arc. Thank you.
No, fuck you.
I'm writing this on my list.
And they smell like shit. Oh, dude. Remember the chick I shit the bed?
Yeah.
Like she was the fucking, she was the weed head and I shit her bed?
Yeah. She had fucking sugar gliders.
Keep talking.
Well, no, it's a squirrel. But anyway, so I was sitting there and she had these two ferrets. And we'd be doing it like we'd be fucking, and she had these ferrets.
Oh god, no, okay,
hold on.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
yes, right. And god. The ferrets would come up and lick my balls.
Suck
like,
my balls.
There is nothing worse than you like going at it, getting right into the middle of the deal, and a fucking ferret comes up and licks you in the balls.
Grab me, play me.
Oh god, and they stink. And I mean, it's just fucking horrible.
They like salt.
Salty balls.
Salty balls.
Salty balls.
Chocolate salty balls. What the fuck was that?
I don't fucking know.
It's kind of a shiver and then a last minute make a horse sound. That's what that was.
A cold horse.
Yes.
A cold horse.
And see, okay. Let me
cold horse, not a cold whore.
Let me hold on for just a moment here. Now, I'm telling you both right now, this is why it's not going to be a good idea for all of us to be in the same studio together. We're already fucking nuts as it is. And I, you know, we're going to get... What the? Who are you looking at, sir? What the fuck's going on with you, son?
I got my own killer pussies at this house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, yeah.
If it's not squirrels,
yeah.
It's pussies and all kinds of shit, man.
They tried to dive into the axolotl tank.
Yes.
That's right.
This is why if we ever do a music episode together, this is what's going to happen. We will have gotten together to work on either songs together or do something, you know, a little practice first.
Yeah, of course.
We're not going to get anything accomplished then, except maybe a porno on in the background. And then when we actually go to do the recording, the same thing will happen. We'll be like singing a song, then we'll end the song. We'll be like, hold on, that reminds me of this one. I'll be like, oh yeah, I got that. But we're really going to be on two different songs and we're going to sound like shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But isn't that kind of the way that it works?
Yeah, it should work that way.
Oh yeah.
I think absolutely. What it needs to be, the music special, is got to be that episode where we just set a microphone down and we set a fucking 12-pack of beer down and we just get fucking trashed and record it and put whatever hour sounds the best.
Do we need
and
do we need to light a bonfire?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes, and we also might need to just put it into two shows. Two or three, depending on how long we go.
Yeah.
And actually, it'd be good practice. Aren't we going to do a campout episode later this year while looking for...
With previous guest, Mark.
Bigfoot.
That was my attempt.
That was tits.
That was my attempt at Omaha scream. You actually want to hear my true Omaha scream. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Yes?
Stop him.
Stop him.
Smite him.
Smite him.
I shall not. I shall watch him defecate upon your browser. Oh, defecating. Squirrel. So yesterday, I'm going into our local Walmart, and I get out of the car, I lock it, and I'm putting keys in, and I hear this, son of a bitch. And I look over at this gentleman, with a very attractive wife, by the way, and their child in a stroller, and I just see them like the whole, they're just, their hands are up, kind of like something fell on them. And I look over, and I can see the white down the side of her face. And I can see him wiping the seagull shit off of his, his thing.
Shit.
And then I can see them looking up, and they're like, fucking seagull. And I kind of looked over, and they looked at me, and I'm like, yeah, you caught me. I saw you. It shit on both of them, didn't touch the baby or the stroller.
Oh, yay. So, I also have a Walmart parking lot shit story.
Bring it.
So, daughter's born
that was many years ago.
Weeks
I
old.
Was there. I was there after she was born. I wasn't there while
during.
The birthing. Yes.
No.
That's weird.
And so, you know, we got the car seat in the car and everything, and the fire department is doing free car seat checks. Okay. Awesome. We go, I'm in the driver's seat, and she's in the car seat directly behind the driver's seat, and kind of turn around, kind of seen what he's doing, and he just pulled back his elbow and just totally fucking nailed me in the face. just boom, right in the nose. I'm like, fuck, god damn it, that fucking hurt. He's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And then the next sound that you hear is just, and my daughter took this shit that fucking just came out the sides of the diaper and ran down her legs. I'm like, my face is fucking hurting, and now there's this giant shit mess in my car.
Welcome to fatherhood.
Oh my god. That was, yeah.
I've had so many bodily fluids on me since I became a father. Like, there was this one time. No, seriously, it's fucking bullshit. I'm laying there in bed, and my daughter, she used to have this tendency to wake me up by sitting on my head. All right? And she came in with a fucking dirty diaper, but she had taken the diaper off and then just sat on my fucking head. So I had shit all over in my hair.
Oh, yeah.
I'm changing her diaper, cleaning shit out of my hair. I'm trying to find the fucking diaper that's missing, that's got shit in it, obviously, somewhere. Like, I have no fucking clue where this diaper is at. Like, it's fucking horrible. I'm searching under the bed. Finally, she had been nice enough to take it off outside, and the dog ate it.
That's rad.
The best is when you lay him down for nap, and you know it's been a couple hours, and you're like, okay, haven't heard a sound. Go up and check on them, and you find their diapers off, and there's shit everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's your first discovery of that is always the best, because you're just like, you feel like Bob Saget in Dumb and Dumber. There's shit everywhere. That was a horrible impression, but yeah.
Yeah, just kids, man. Kids, they'll fucking suck the life right out of you, dude. Every fucking time.
Yeah, but that's what fatherhood does to you.
What fucking time?
Because not only do you got to fucking provide, you got to make sure they got fucking food and clothes and a roof over their head, but then you got to spend time with them? Jesus. What are you guys doing?
He's got the better sound things.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
We have more sound. We want laughter.
Oh, God.
Yes?
So
you rang my son.
Fix my eardrums. Sorry, guys.
I hate you with the power of 1,000
that,
suns.
That was me plugging my phone in. I apologize. What did you want? You wanted this one? Okay. Sorry, we're getting a little crazy with sound effects here. Oh,
what
wow.
What
thank
was that? Dave's glad he's probably...
No, I heard that.
Yeah, Dave is very glad that he didn't hear. Oh, that's a little better.
I hear it all, son.
Let's see. Ooh.
No, there's none of that going on in this show. There's actually, obviously, too fucking much of that shit going on.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck. I don't even want to hear that noise ever
again. That brings memories back.
Oh, fuck that noise. I'm never going to have another child. Ever.
No, I'm done.
Ever. You know what my child's name is? My youngest child's name is Roscoe's House of Chips. And that's exactly what's happening to my career here at Roscoe's House of Chips.
And this is the great thing about Roscoe's is I'm putting a guitar away and talking, totally oblivious that I'm not near the mic.
Okay, so
score one for an intelligence.
I wanna go back real quick before we started recording before all the computer issues and everything. Wade and I were here setting up the soundboard and getting that all done. And
I was
playing around with the karaoke stuff. And we were playing around with it. And Dave was on his way over. And Dave apparently had shown up at the door.
Yes.
But he was knocking. We were being so loud with the... Wait. Wait.
No. I will knock how I knock, sir.
Oh, hold on.
It wasn't bonging at the door. Oh, set the fucking thing down. Unless you can be a soundboard.
Jesus.
He was.
Okay. All right. He's sitting there.
Oh, that reminds me. Your doorbell thing out there is shit.
We might not have heard it.
Very aware you didn't
hear
it.
We didn't hear it.
So anyway.
We didn't gather it up and put it in a pen.
I hear some Nirvana in the background. Wait. Okay, it's quiet. Wait. Okay, wait. It's quiet again. Then I hear some more. Son of bitch.
Oh, that's great.
You know what?
You were probably, what, standing out for like 10 minutes?
I would say a good 8.5.
Yeah, we were fucking around with that song for a while.
But, you know, I'm making fun of you bastards for doing that. Who's the dumb son of a bitch who forgot to even bring his phone up and record? I guarantee you you'd have heard it out there.
Oh, damn, man, the neighbors.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah,
we're going to piss my neighbors off, but fuck it.
You know, the neighbor, you know, it's all right, though. You know, I mean, you can't do a good entertainment, anything, until you piss the neighbors off at least 4 or 5 times.
Yes.
That's why it's called the party of the year.
As a matter of fact, when the cops show up, fucking interview. Like, set that motherfucker down.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, Jesus
no
Christ.
Yeah. Shit.
We'll just be like, hey.
You can put us in cuffs. Just keep our mouths next to the fucking microphones.
And read us our rights. Read us our fucking rights because we just became millionaires. You guys don't understand what just fucking happened.
That's when we get the Bluetooth mic. Oh, yeah. Riding in the back of the cop car. Excuse me, officer, but you look rather hot. Speaking of which,
calling my phone real quick. It's on auto answer. We can still record the fucking show as we're driving.
Did either of you see that YouTube clip of the chick that got pulled over?
And oh, yes.
Yeah, and she's all, I thought you didn't give pretty girls tickets. You're right. Here, sign here. He's like, fucking it up. But yeah, he said something like, we don't give them. Here, sign here. It was just a big smack in her face.
Totally fucking.
Let's just post the video and all of you forget that I even exist. Well, I exist now, just not with that story.
Punched her. Right in the cunt.
Jesus.
She was sitting on it. It was more like in her teats.
Oh, okay.
But here's something fun. This is what a guy does. Do you think she had great tits? Floppy tits? Small? Nice little perky tits? What do you think she had?
Based on the car that she was driving, floppy.
Floppy or fake?
Floppy.
Okay.
Because usually
I'm already flaccid now. Move on. You said.
Okay, so here's a question I was actually thinking of while I was underneath the rail car the other day doing some work.
Scary.
If you was to look at your dick,
mm-hmm.
and what kind of titties would you have based on the type of penis you have?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Or like type of package as a whole.
Ladies, if you wonder what us guys are thinking about at work, I can't lie.
It's just little shit. Like, it's just dumb. It's like, God, you know? Like,
wait, so your penis.
Like your whole package in general. Like,
yeah.
Like,
would describe
teat size based on penis.
Not teat size. Also, like.
Oh, just the
areola
kind.
Size?
Everything.
Everything size. Like, is it going to be long and lanky titties? Are they going to be banana titties because it curls up? Are they going to be like fucking. Right. And so
orangutan titties?
I thought about mine.
Orangutan tits?
All I thought is I have a very small penis. Like, guys, I'm telling you, like, this thing is small, but I've got these massive fucking balls. Yeah, exactly. Massive balls. Okay.
You're a dick licker.
Who put a quarter in that fucker? Anyways, so.
Damn it, that's what I should have hit.
Okay, so anyway, and I kept thinking, I'm like, okay, so small penis, ginormous balls, what does that equal as far as the titty ratio? And I was like, giant titties.
It's a cock.
Okay, we need to take that sound bite and we need to put it on something. It's a cock.
It is. I would almost be thinking a decent B. But actually, okay, to be fair.
But you got to go like.
I am so confused at the size of the tit. I've seen a huge tit that was rated a B, and I've seen decent sized or small tits that were rated like C's and D's. It has to do with the back and everything too, doesn't it?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So the balls.
The larger the woman, like. Torso size.
And this is where I went to it. The balls equal the back. The dick equals the tits.
Ooh, I get it.
And I have little, tiny, tiny, tiny titties on this big, fat woman. But it's perky as hell because the balls keep it, like, propped up all the time.
So you have back tits.
Huh.
Okay, my truth, my answer?
Huh. Okay.
Firm C. Perky C.
I'm glad you went with firm and perky.
Yeah.
I don't want to imagine anything else.
So I've got like A's on a fat chick.
What about you, Dave?
I have to go with the same. I'm packing maybe 2 inches hard. Okay, maybe a little bit bigger. But
no, hard. I'm packing about a good 7.5, 8 inches. But like, it's literally this fucking big when it's fucking limp. I am not shitting you guys.
Okay, it doesn't matter
when
it's
limp. Yeah, it
doesn't
matter when it's limp.
Yeah.
When someone's asking the size of your dick, it's hard.
No, oh, yeah. but I look at it as limp because if I was a chick, I would want to see what a guy was packing. Ooh, that's a good question to ask chicks. Like, are they turned on by flaccid penises? Do they rather see?
What?
No, seriously. Do they want to see what a dick looks like when it's
hard?
Limp as well as when it's hard? Do they want to know, like, what a guy's packing all day without, like, a hard-on? Oh, man, this is a great fucking question, dude. Write this down in the Spank Bank.
Ladies,
please. This is not going into my Spank Bank.
Well, ladies, please get on and let us know. We need to know.
I don't have a pen.
Write it down. Call us right now. Yeah, as
right
if we're
now?
Recording live. Someone call. You
the
know
day
what?
That we start
no.
recording live.
Who can we call that can answer this question right now or help us out?
Help us oot.
Oat. Proper Canadian
know.
Is boat, not boot.
Ooh. Let's see. How many
yeah,
chicks
who can we? Come on, ladies. I'm asking as though
I think we should
live.
Just put a call out to our listeners
because that would be funnier than having someone on and making fun of us. Yeah.
Well, no, but we can save it and then
ooh,
save
that's a good
it.
Point. Yeah, we'll bring it up.
Bring it up next.
It'll
week.
Be one of 100 things if, that we'll bring up
one
instead
of ladies,
the actual conversation we meant to have.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, what we do is let's do a shout out. Like if there's
yes.
any ladies that know us at all. Get
wanna,
a hold of the yeah. They want to come on the show next week. Give
contact
us
on Facebook.
What is it?
It's facebook.com/ Roscoe's House of Chips.
Or contact us by email.
RoscoeshoC@gmail.com.
Right, and get a hold of us, and we'll have you on the show. And you can tell us, do you when you see a hard penis, do you actually want to see what it looks like flaccid as well?
Is it really that much of a difference?
It's fucking mine's like Superman, bro. It's like the Incredible fucking Hulk. Like it starts out like this, and
I
like
hate
that
this
big.
Guy.
This big round. No, seriously. And
you
then
have a pencil dick.
No, and then it grows to be about that big and that big around. I shit you the fuck not.
So you have
I
a Mr.
You.
Fantastic penis.
No shit.
It's fucking incredible. But what's really weird about my dick, too, is and several women have told me this, is that my penis head is the size of my shaft. So at my penis head, there's no difference in the size.
So it's not pointy like a spear.
So I'm a spear chucker. That is fucking awesome.
Oh Jesus! So
hey.
It's not a child's arm holding an apple.
No,
it's more like
that's
a child.
An awesome power
it's
thing.
More like a child's arm
holding
with
a sword.
Holding.
I almost made Dave
Jesus.
Spit his beer out.
Oh, that's fucking beautiful.
Speaking
oh,
of you
beer.
Guys are worthless assholes. Hey, that last one may or may not be mine. Because I'm kind of going through. I'm drinking beer out of a can, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
Ghetto
horrible.
Has arrived.
He's been capping motherfuckers since the slave ship.
Hey,
yeah,
at least
yeah,
it's
we're
not
getting
a PBR.
Drunk near the high school. Oh shit! No, I wouldn't be drinking no Pabst. No, nothing against Pabst. It's just not my thing. You know what was my thing years ago? Steel Reserve.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But you know. It was one of those things.
Hey, when Safeway sells it for a
hold on
50 cents.
Let me give a shout out to an old friend of mine. When back in the day when an older friend might have purchased us alcohol, ladies and gentlemen, we rocked it to some Zima.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Man. Zima. That shit was so fucking terrible.
Oh,
but,
my
but
God.
But let me throw this out there, though. There were many a weekend where I was holding a Zima in my hand while either helping some girl practice her makeout skills or seeing titties. Just saying. You can make fun of me all you want. I was in a hot tub with naked chicks.
Is Zima a titty magnet?
No, it's just that you could call me gay, but I was still around titties. Right. Knowingly.
Wait. Did you say you can call me gay, but I was still around titties?
That is
that
getting pulled.
That did not come out
that
right.
That is going to be a soundbite.
What I was going to say is you can call me gay for having the Zima, but the fact is
nope,
I was a straight man
nope,
staring
nope.
at some titties. Oh, I know I'm fucked. I know
yeah.
I'm fucked. I'm just still trying to come out of it from any
You're trying to come out of the closet?
You.
My wife says this amazing thing about Roscoe's House of Chips. She says, you can always tell when a soundbite is being born because it always... Afterwards, you can hear Wade go, way.
Yeah, I believe it.
Kind of like Cody. I'm going to have to go gay because gay men still insert.
That one hasn't spread like wildfire yet.
Oh, not yet.
Oh, we have the equipment Jesus. Now, bitch. Fuck you. It's happening.
Oh, son one of these a days. Bitch. You know what? I'm throwing it down right now. Roscoe's live in Vegas.
What casino?
Who Hard gives Rock. A shit? We're
the fucking
Vegas.
Hard Rock Hotel the Hard Casino. Rock? The, yes, the Hard Rock.
Walking down the goddamn strip. Just hold your laptop like a person holding a laptop.
No, no, no. That's what we'll do is we'll just do it right on a corner, like kind of like a street performer.
Well, like
well actually, if some big casino exec would hear us and like us, I'm sure we could get in somewhere for free.
Speaking of street corners.
Yes. We are on one near a school.
Yep. Rolling down the streets, smoking Indo, sipping on gin and juice, laid back, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Girl's ass.
Okay. I saw the best fucking street performer when I went to Victoria.
Okay.
Street performer or street model?
Street performer. Because this dude was dressed up as Darth Vader.
Oh, shit. I've
playing
seen
a fucking violin.
Yes, I've seen him down there on Pike Street
awesome.
Market down in Seattle. Guys, I'm serious.
He's fucking bad.
He's bad fucking ass. And he was sitting there playing Star Wars shit on the fucking fiddle. And he was playing it fiddle style.
It fucking sounded great.
Like bluegrass and shit. It was fucking hardcore.
Yeah, that guy knew what he was doing.
Dun, 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 dun. Speaking of Star
okay,
Wars.
I'm hooked in, so call me.
Speaking of Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That fucking
okay,
trailer.
Okay, this past week has been fucking amazing. Because not only did we get an amazing fucking Star Wars trailer.
Right?
Chewie, we're home.
I know. Oh, my God, man.
Oh, and the chrome stormtrooper.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I had a boner, dude. I was just what the fuck is going to happen
that
now?
That first shot, you see the fucking whatever speeder type going across the desert, and you see an X-Wing, and then the fucking Star Destroyer. You didn't fucking call me. Oh. All right, I'm calling you.
So Dave's been taking a shit, and he's calling us on the phone, which is incredible shit, man.
Yes. Oh, he's taking a piss.
Oh.
I'm calling you. I'm calling you. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, so
coming at you, here's Dave holding his penis, taking a piss.
Let's not rock jock this.
No rock jocking?
No rock jock this, because you can't hit the mark.
Coming at you, it's this beautiful afternoon here in, I was going to call it Anacortes, but it's Oak Harbor. It will answer your fucking phone, Dave. You're in the next goddamn room. I mean, what the fuck?
Dave's not here, man.
Open up, man. It's
Open
me.
Open up. I mean, answer your fucking phone.
Oh, shit.
You've reached David.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, let's leave him a voicemail.
Yeah, we will leave him a fucking voicemail.
Mm-hmm. All right.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax, press 4 now. To leave a callback number,
he's calling
press
me now.
5.
All right, all right. Well, all right. So,
all right. Hi, Dave.
All right, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you doing in the bathroom?
Doing good, my friend. Doing good, my friend.
Oh, let me
see,
hear that.
See, it's really echoey.
Let me hear that piss in the water, dude. Like, I really want to hear what a piss sounds like over the radio. The fuck does he got? A fucking fire hose? Jesus Christ, man. It's like he's like what Nate's packing. Well, speaking of that, have you
Two
ever
inches?
Seen... Oh, no, dude. Have you ever seen Nate's dick?
I've not seen Nate's dick. I don't think I want to see Nate's dick.
Oh, my fucking God,
I really
dude.
Don't want to see
like,
Nate's
like,
dick.
Like, I only caught a glimpse of it once when he was coming out of the bathroom. Fucking.
What?
You know, remember if you fucking shake it more than 3 times, it's playing with it.
That is a great simple plan song.
We play with it? Then play with that motherfucker. I want to hear what that sounds like right fucking now, dude. Come on. Jerk off right now. Come on.
And bye.
Anyway, so like we were staying with each other for a month when we first moved up here.
Wait, Dave, you left me a fucking voicemail? No, it says you left me a voicemail. Anyways. Oh, okay.
So he comes out of the bathroom and he's got a towel on. And I didn't catch a glimpse of the dick itself, but what I caught a glimpse of was the fact that that motherfucker was laying clear over here on his hip.
the dick was.
I am not shitting. You could see the
roll in the towel.
You could see the profile of the entire penis in the towel right over to the hip. Now I'm not fagging out or anything, but I'm going to tell you right now that motherfucker's packing like a 20-inch lariat. like he must just fucking like.
Okay. Sorry, I hate to interrupt, but back to your conversation. I didn't bring it up. Back kind of penis talk. There is a story that I shared on our Facebook page. And it answers one of the debates that we've been having on this show.
Master what?
Masturbation.
Okay.
So, it stated that 1 in 400 men are flexible enough to give themselves a blowjob.
Oh, man, I wish I was that
1 in 400?
1 in 400 are flexible enough.
If I had that job, I would find a porno circus somewhere, and I would never have to fucking...
Porno circus?
No.
That's the weirdest fucking circus.
I just can't buy that. I've seen two people I know that can bend over that far. That has made every other guy go, oh, my God, I wish I could... I mean, I don't give a shit. But I'm just saying.
They probably did that.
What I want to
know. Oh, I know they did. One of them we know, but yeah. Shall rename nameless.
There has got to be more women.
Name the nameless.
There has got to be more women that can do that than men.
Oh definitely. Gymnasts and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Ballerinas?
I've seen these fucking like yoga people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're just sitting there like, what the fuck? And you know,
you don't really want to call them people, do you?
No. And I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to sound like a complete sexist pig. But
yeah, that ship has sailed.
Okay,
we all.
I see these yoga
especially
bitches.
Especially since you've already talked about Nate's cock.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I see these chicks doing yoga, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh my god, she can totally go down on herself. And if it were me, I'd be going down on myself all the fucking time.
Nope.
No fucking way.
I would not do it. I really wouldn't.
Dave,
do it.
Help me out here.
Nope.
What? If I could go down on myself?
Yeah.
I'd never admit to it, but I'd do it 3 or 4 times a day.
I would show you motherfuckers right now if I could.
which I guess technically that just admitted to it. Oh, fuck yeah. If I could bend over and firmly, and I wasn't so embarrassed about the size of my dick, I would do
firmly.
It right here on air.
You would firmly implant your own cock into your mouth?
Look, ADD, I'm 3 miles ahead of myself. But no, if I could, I would show. I wouldn't care.
Oh,
no.
I'll be like, I don't care if I'm tiny. Y'all are jealous. Just saying.
I'm obviously the minority here. I would not do it.
If you were a minority, you'd probably be able to do it.
If I was flexible enough to do it, if I was flexible enough to do it, and someone gave me the right amount of money, then we're talking.
It wouldn't have anything to do with money,
talking.
Cody.
Okay,
you would suck your own dick if you could. Why does a dog lick his balls? Because he fucking can. That is it.
To clean them.
No, don't give me that shit.
He cleans them.
I will argue with you all fucking day. It's not
piss.
About instinct and cleaning, you motherfucker.
No, it is about
he
instinct.
He licks his balls because he can.
No,
I'm
don't
fucking
spit
so,
on my table.
Oh, I'm fucking mad right now.
Don't spit on my
you
fucking table.
You would suck
table.
Your own dick if you could.
I would
suck
not
your
suck
own
my
fucking
own fucking
dick.
Dick.
You would suck your own
hey,
fucking
hey,
dick
hey, hey,
if you
hey,
could.
Hey.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
Would not.
No, I would.
Okay, what if, hold on. Now, I'm not saying your current spouse. I'm just saying any girl you're with asked you to.
I'm fucking mad.
Okay, that'd be weird. Because you'd probably want to put something in my ass at the same time.
Oh, you never know.
And you would have put something in your ass 10 years ago when you were sucking your own dick and fucking banging your own asshole.
I'm
because
not
I would have done it too.
My own dick.
I would have done it too.
I'm not going to suck my own dick. That's just plain and simple.
Do you think it is gay?
No, I don't think it's gay.
Then why wouldn't you do it?
Because gay men still insert.
Okay, you already said I'm going to have to go. What? Okay, now Dave, come on.
No.
Yes, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I wouldn't do it.
No, I'm not saying I would suck his dick if he could suck his own dick.
No, what I was saying to you is do you think it's gay?
See, Dave is so scared now about the words that come out of his mouth.
Do I think it's gay? No, not at all.
No, because it'd be more like masturbation, because you got a dick in your hand when you're masturbating.
Absolutely.
Well, no.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm not saying that it's gay.
Now, it would be kind of gay if you kind of like licked your own dick. Like, if you just put it straight in and was like, all right, I got to get this done, that's one thing. But if you're like fucking caressing it with your tongue and doing, that's fucking gay.
Bullshit.
That's what you would do.
No, and I'm with you on this one.
It would absolutely
would
do that.
Everything he could to his own schmackle, and he would lie about it.
Absolutely. And I am being completely honest with you. The thought of my own cock being in my own mouth.
Okay, really quick.
Oh, God. We got a spit take. Oh, my God.
I got lucky. Actually, I got lucky for 2 reasons. 1, his spit didn't hit my phone, and 2, I didn't drop my phone in the fucking piss. Oh.
So
I thought of my own cock and my own. I'm sorry, Cody. I'm sorry. Towel right behind you.
So
right behind you. Well, okay. there's that.
All right, spit take Jones.
So seriously,
okay, let's
of my own cock in my own mouth disgusts me because it's my cock and I hate myself.
But let me ask you this. Does it disgust you or does it just not interest you?
Both.
Well, there you go.
I mean,
I have no desire to lick my own ass.
But you would if you could.
That I would not know.
How do you know when you've gone too far and suck in your dick when it tastes like shit?
All right.
So something else I need to bring up really quick, though. We really are like 10 years old.
So,
I have a question for you both.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an actual topic or something to talk about with this episode? Or
no, not really.
I thought you were just going to kind of shoot the shit.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go then. Fuck off.
And do you know how long it's been already since I hit record?
Oh, I'd say 35, 40 minutes.
We're at 46.
So there you go. I win. No, I just couldn't remember if you guys had a something specific or not.
No, I wanted...
Okay. A while ago, I was not saying that it has to happen all the time.
No,
I was just saying on occasion. Okay, well, there you go. Because sometimes it's fun to just sit around, bullshit, reach around, put a finger in your ass and lie about it.
Right.
Yes.
I said something amazing on Glide today. If you guys aren't aware,
the fuck is Glide?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Is this another?
He brought this up last
week
too. I don't know what the fuck Glide is.
Yeah, but am I really ever here? I don't even remember what I did 2 minutes ago when I walked in the bathroom. Oh, I peed.
Right.
But I held my phone so I wouldn't drop it in the toilet. Did it really sound like a fire hose? I can't wait to listen to myself.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It was a total.
I believe we're going to have some fans that aren't going to like this today. And for them, I do apologize.
I don't.
Sort of.
Not just you and I, man. It has to be a group. Gotta find talent. Gotta find people that are just fucking phenomenal. And I've already got one in the works with Heather Steiner. Oh, my God. It's fucking nuts. Probably use you for some voices and different things. But, man, we're going to have fucking virtual reality, dude. Do you know what virtual reality does to the video game industry? Yeah. Gives it a dick and balls. That's what it does. Gives it a giant cock and balls and says, fucking, this is the way it's done. Hands your ass to you and says, fuck me now, bitch.
See,
that's
that,
rad, my friend.
Yeah, see, I was like, right after I seen that video, I was like, gives it a giant cock and balls, my friend. Hands your ass to you and says, fuck me now. I'm like, that was fucking great.
I'm very happy that you're proud of yourself.
I got to pat my own back. Nobody else is going to do it.
Not here.
Oh, I'd do it, but I haven't washed my hands since.
I'm trying not to say anything while Wade drinks now.
Because you don't want to get it all over the board?
Dude, that was tits right there. That was awesome.
That was not... Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. No, the only thing I specifically wanted to talk about tonight, we kind of got into it a little bit while you're taking your piss, was this last week. This is some nerd world... news for you. So, got into it a little bit about
nerd.
A second Star Wars teaser trailer, which has, by the way, one of the best fucking voiceovers by Mark
Star Wars. I'm checking out, ladies and gentlemen. See you next time.
To fucking hear his voice and how he sounds. Oh my god!
It was like my father had it.
My
sister has it.
I have it. And you have that power, too.
Oh, fuck.
Dude.
Yeah. And then that music in the background, I had fucking chills.
I'm getting goosebumps right now.
And then,
honestly.
Chewie, we're home.
Whoa, shit.
Wait a second.
That was fucking badass.
That was the best fucking Chewie I've ever heard.
I know. Same here.
You know what the funny thing was? I did that before I even knew who it was. I'm like, I've heard this somewhere before.
Oh, no shit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny because...
So what is this that people have? I'm giving you shit.
What do you mean that
I
people have?
I have absolutely nothing against Star Wars. I just never really got into it.
I haven't really watched
it much either, so I'm not dissing on it.
My Star Wars story starts with just having Return of the Jedi on VHS. And like it was a copy. Like it wasn't the actual return.
It was a recorded VHS.
It was a recorded VHS that was just handwritten Return of the Jedi on. I actually still have that tape.
When I first came into the world of pornography, a lot of it was on recorded VHS. So I have a little soft spot for recorded VHS.
First porno I ever saw? Dick Man and Throbbin.
And that kind of shaped his entire deal.
Oh, that is awesome.
It helped. So I had this VHS tape of Return of the Jedi, and I fucking loved it. And Wade knows this. You can play the sounds of pretty much any scene in that movie.
You can.
And I will repeat back to you exactly what's happening in that scene.
Right.
I love that fucking movie. In my opinion, it is by far the best of the Star Wars movies.
You know, I like The Empire Strikes Back.
Everybody loves Empire Strikes Back. I love Return of the Jedi because it was my first love.
And that's what it is. It's like everybody loves who they lost their virginity with. Like
exactly.
It shaped the whole deal. And mine was Empire Strikes Back. And I remember like going to the theater, and I was a little kid, and it was like a fucking drive-in theater, kind of like what we have out here in Oak Harbor. And dude, I'm just sitting there like, I'm like four.
Yep.
Empire Strike Back come out, you know, when we're watching it at the theater. And I just was like, what the fuck is this? I mean, I couldn't say those words when I was like, I probably could because my dad's a fucking asshole. But anyway, I'm like, what the fuck is this, you know? And it just, I was, you know,
fucking Battle of Hoth with the AT-ATs. Fucking snow speeders.
And then he's cutting the thing open and he fucking sleeps in it to keep himself warm. Oh my fucking God. And the entire thing.
He was attacked by a Wampa.
I was just like, what the fuck is going down with this? And I fell in love. And I watched that we got a copy of those, and I watched the entire Star Wars before I went outside and played every day for an entire summer. I watched every single Star Wars before I went outside and played. I'd get up at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning, put in the first Star Wars, and watch every fucking all three episodes before I went and played. It like primed the system in me. It's kind of like watching porn and going to jerk off. It was like completely like primed my entire childhood of play was fucking watching Star Wars, and then that was it.
Okay, so now here was my deal. I just watched Return of the Jedi because I didn't know there were two other Star Wars movies.
Oh shit, that's like knowing there's one fucking twin and Ashley Olsen's the other one.
So it wasn't until I was in middle school.
Whoa.
Did I find out that there were two other fucking Star Wars movies. Like, I remember my friend telling me, oh, yeah, Star Wars, it's great. Haven't you seen A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's Return of the Jedi. There's only Return of the Jedi. No, dude, there's two other Star Wars movies.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There's two other Star Wars movies?
I'm not calling bullshit. I'm calling retard on this.
No.
How can you possibly walk through your life for fucking over 13 years without realizing that there's more than one fucking Star Wars? I mean,
okay.
It's called being sheltered.
Before you rip on him, I was probably 15 before I even really knew much at all about Star Wars. I heard it. I didn't know it was a trilogy. I didn't know it was movies.
Here's the problem, Dave. I am a self-addressed nerd.
Right.
So you made yourself. You didn't have like a lot of people like influencing that part of you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Very sheltered. Like I found Star Wars. I found Dragon Ball Z.
You found your own cock. You didn't have somebody show it to you.
Eventually. I had to dig a little bit and kind of pop it out.
Dave, what are you...
What?
Dragon Ball Z. Really?
Oh, I fucking love Dragon Ball. Let me show you guys something real quick. Hold on. Keep talking.
Nope. Time to go home. I need my cord back.
Oh, man. Really?
I really don't know Dragon Ball Z. I just saw the cards and the bullshit, and I was just like,
You know,
no.
I never got into, like, the Dragon Ball Z and stuff. What the fuck is that, Cody?
These I just rediscovered. This is Super Saiyan Goku. This is Super Saiyan Trunks in his Saiyan
Super
battle
Saiyan
outfit.
Trunks?
Super Saiyan. Okay. I love Dragon Ball Z. Okay.
Okay. Really
and
quick.
And I had to discover Dragon Ball Z on Channel 12 KVOS.
Really quick.
Through an antenna.
Half a word or less. What the fuck is Dragon Ball Z about?
It's an anime you said half a word or less. That's not going to happen.
Yes.
It's an anime basically around Goku and his friends and family and fighting.
Is this a Japanese thing?
Yes.
Done.
With?
So is my Mitsubishi.
You're done with what?
No, it's a Japanese thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So all these things I had to discover for myself. Like Star Trek. Again, okay. KVOS, Channel 12. Going through the fucking air.
Okay.
And watching it and trying to dial. I had a fucking little 5-inch black and white Zenith that I fucking watched the Munsters and MASH on. And I just lived a very sheltered life. I actually built those myself. They came in a little kit. And you had to put them all together.
The hair's kind of cool.
The hair is pretty badass.
I do it myself.
That's only Super Saiyan 1. Which Super
Saiyan
2?
How many Super Saiyans are there?
There's 3 in Dragon Ball Z, and they added a 4th in Dragon Ball GT. There's 3 different series. And there's actually a movie that just came out, Dragon Ball Battle of the Gods, where there's a Super Saiyan God that, of course, becomes Goku, and he ends up having red hair. But, yeah.
So
not knowing about 2 other Star Wars movies makes sense to me because I lived out in the fucking boonies and just had an antenna for TV.
Antenna.
And that's why I also love video games.
And a shit ton of sisters.
Yes.
So while you were talking, he said the word Mitsubishi and it caused Roscoe to seep into my brain.
Oh, Jesus.
Mitsubishi.
And not that I didn't care about what you were saying, because I can, after this whole thing, I'm going to go into like where I found Star Wars and different things and geek out a little bit.
You told us.
But
driving.
Well, there's more to it than that. But anyways.
The year was 1980. Okay. You know how I know? Because New Hope came out in 77, which it originally wasn't called A New Hope. It was just called Star Wars.
Well, it was actually 83 when I watched it.
Then that was Return of the Jedi.
What year were you born?
Empire Strikes Back.
I was born in
79.
But no, but it was like at a drive-in theater that played like old movies and different shit like that. But anyway.
Gotcha.
Oh, but anyway, so when he mentioned Mitsubishi, I seen this video like 6-8 months ago of this little Irish kid singing Horse Outside. Have you guys ever seen this video?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, listen to this little Irish kid.
I told the Fuck you, Mitsubishi, I have a horse outside. If you're looking for a ride, I have a horse outside. She said, I don't believe ya. I said, it's fucking true. I swapped him for a bag of yolks in 1992. I don't need no insurance. I don't need no parking space. And if you try to clap my horse, you kick you in the face. I don't pay no tax for NCT. You'd ride in style if you ride with me. The boys are packing over, jingling the keys. I look the fuckers up and down and give them one of these. I said, fuck your Honda
Civic,
I have
a horse outside.
Fuck you, Subaru,
this kid is like
4
years
outside.
Old.
Oh, it's great.
Fuck you, Mitsubishi, I have a horse outside.
The last verse
if
is great, man.
If you're looking for a ride. I have a horse outside. Giddy up now, baby, bless my soul. I rode a fuck around the field back since he was a fool. He runs up in like Shelgo, and he jumps like Tilbin Oak. He looks like Billy Piper after having an ounce of coke. The boys are looking jealous, so he do run away. Just before I close the door, I hit a wanna say, would you be my girl? She says, I will, of course, if you grab me by the ponytail and ride me like a horse.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
I fucking love the Irish, dude. They have no shame teaching their kids to fucking say fuck and drink beer at 4 years old.
I gotta wonder, does that kid even have a clue what he's saying?
Absolutely not, but that's what's amazing.
No, he has to.
No.
No. Of course, he did flip it off. He's like, I looked those fuckers up and down, and I gave him one of these.
Yeah, he has to know.
Oh, you've got to love the Irish.
Fucking smart they are.
Hey, you fucking smart asses.
And see,
I should know.
The thing about them is like the Irish,
and the Scottish and all those people, their entire culture is based around partying and drinking and fighting. That is it. That's all they fucking do.
Yeah.
The fucking? Scottish developed a skirt that men wear, and they
it's called a kilt.
Yeah, and they. I'm Scottish, I know. And, well. And they developed it, and they said it's more manly to wear this thing than anything else. Why? So it's easier to piss, so you don't piss all over your pants. And then it's
there's a lot to be said for that.
And it's easier to fuck. Yep. You got to pull up your skirt, she's got to pull up hers. That's it.
One of the best scenes in Braveheart.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on fucking Braveheart. Such a great movie, right?
That's awesome.
I've only seen parodies of that speech. That's all I've seen. I have issues with Mel Gibson, so
I have issues with
before,
it too.
This was before.
No,
Crazy
I've
Mel
just
Gibson,
never seen
though.
It. Nothing against it. I just it's never come up in my life to sit down and watch.
That
it.
Is such a great movie. In fact, Cody and I will actually agree on it. It's better than Spear Chucker. I mean,
the fuck is Spear Chucker?
I mean, Snowpiercer. I mean, a totally racist thing.
Well, in that case, the fuck is Snowpiercer?
Oh my
it's a movie we've talked
no,
about like
I've heard
six
it.
Fucking times on this show to the point that every listener has watched it. I promise you.
I hope so. And realize that it's a good movie.
Oh, fuck you.
It's a good movie. We had Matt sitting right where you're sitting last week.
All right.
There we go.
I remember this part of the conversation numerous
Jesus.
Times.
Ding, ding, ding. It's a good movie. Yes, Braveheart is better. Braveheart. The Patriot is better. Another
no, Patriot
no.
sucked. I
what?
Hated that movie. I fucking hated that movie. You
it
know,
was good up until Heath Ledger died.
But my favorite fucking Mel Gibson show, and I know this is going to get me clowned, but is Mad Max and the Road Warrior. I don't
it's
know.
Been forever since I've seen
oh
that, so I can't honestly
God.
Give you shit.
I'll be completely honest with you guys. I've never seen any of the Road or Mad Max.
What
movies.
The fuck?
I watched the beginning of the first one, but
well, Mad Max the beginning. That one's kind of a horrible movie. You actually gotta watch the Beyond the Thunderdome and the Road Warrior before you watch Mad Max in order to get the entire gist of the deal.
Yeah. Welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch.
Okay.
I just watched Ink.
So we're right at an hour, and I need to talk about Batman versus Superman.
Fuck.
Dawn
the worst two
of
superheroes
justice.
Of all time.
Superman. Christopher Reeve lives on.
Okay. This is our very first trailer for this movie. This movie looks amazing. Badass. There's this narration at the beginning from
except
a bunch
for
of different
of the
scientists
actors involved. Just saying.
I have hope. I have
is
hope.
This Affleck?
Yes.
Yes.
You know what?
I have hope.
He's going to turn fucking Batman gay, but we all knew Batman
no,
was
no,
gay
I
to
don't
begin
think
with,
will,
so
because
it doesn't fucking matter.
There is a shot of Ben Affleck in the trailer.
Batman is not a superhero, Cody.
Yes, he is. What the fuck are you talking about?
He is a millionaire.
You want to get to tell me that he's not a fucking superhero?
He has enough money.
Oh, it always goes to the money. So the training, the physical training that he's put himself under, the mental training that he's put himself under, the knowledge that he's had,
but if he didn't
have
money,
the ninja training that he's put himself under means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh, he has money, so he's a superhero.
He's not a fucking superhero because he doesn't have... Fuck, he wouldn't have any powers if he didn't have cash. That's like
are
me
you fucking kidding me?
Nah, I'm sorry.
That's like saying, oh, Bill Gates is a superhero.
I really wish I knew more about superheroes so I could make fun of you both.
I told you were going to have to pull out an Excite Bike for this.
Yeah.
He is one of the only humans that is a superhero that has no super fucking powers.
Right, which would classify him as what?
A fucking superhero.
No, because you just said he is a superhero that has what?
No superpowers.
Yeah.
But he beats everybody that's in his way. Why? Because he's the world's greatest fucking detective.
He is fucking...
He's a fucking mastermind to peak please. Physical and mental condition.
In modern popular fiction, a superhero, sometimes rendered super-hero or superhero, is type of heroic character possessing extraordinary talents, supernatural phenomena, or superhuman powers, and is dedicated to a moral goal or protecting
Jesus,
the public.
Yes!
What the fuck is that?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Run hard into a wall. This is Excitebike, son.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes?
Stop it. Please stop it, Jesus.
Yeah.
So what does it say? Does it say in there that individual has
well,
a lot of money?
It has nothing to do with the money.
Okay.
Oh, I love that. I got to get the sound. Okay. Also can be a super heroine, rare fiction.
What is this, fucking Wikipedia?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. It has absolutely nothing to do with money.
It does.
I'm not going to say it's not a tool.
He is like kick ass with a lot of money. That's it. We'll leave it at that.
He is a fucking superhero.
This advertisement supported both of you and also shot you both down. You're both right. You're both wrong.
And this show has reached a new low.
And, well, we're sitting in an hour, so we could probably end with Excitebike. See you next Tuesday.
And we're not quite done yet, because I need to throw something else in here really quick. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
That Excitebike just cranked it all back up again, right?
Yeah, for Dave. Because I'm still pissed, because fucking Batman is a fucking superhero.
Can we end?
And let's get back to the trailer.
Well, he was still technically kind of talking about his story.
Yeah. The trailer.
I said technically.
Okay.
Looks fantastic. In the beginning of the trailer, there's some narration by scientists, by political people. I didn't catch... I fucking hate you guys.
No, okay.
One of them being notably...
Seriously.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That is true. He's in that movie. Or involved
He's got narration in it. Okay.
I'm sold.
Sorry. You see a shot of Ben Affleck. That gives me hope that he is going to do a good performance in this movie.
All right.
Well, I got to tell you this much. I'm not a big Affleck fan. However, I'm not a big fan of the guy, but they wouldn't put it out and advertise it as big if he sucked. Well, that's a good point.
Because they really pushed Daredevil and, yeah. Yeah. But here's why I have hope. It's not that. Okay, now it's getting a little funny.
Okay.
I thought when I heard Heath Ledger was going to be the Joker.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was amazing. But I thought.
Okay, I got to get my finger off the trigger.
Please, take his phone.
Okay.
I thought that. Fucking Heath Ledger, the guy from 10 Things I Hate About You, he's going to be the fucking Joker?
He did so good in A Knight's Tale, though. Like, did you ever see the movie A Knight's Tale?
I fucking love A Knight's
Tale. I saw it after all that stuff, so.
Yeah. It's such a great. He did such a good job.
But you got to remember what type of character the Joker was. Completely opposite of a fucking squire trying to be a knight. Completely
opposite. Or a
fender. Huh?
He gets it.
Okay.
Or what?
Oh, a squire trying to be a fender?
It's like an, you know, kind of like an Epiphone trying to be a Gibson.
I hit myself.
Coming at you. It's Dave's hand hitting him in the face.
It wasn't the face. It was the ear.
So that's why I have hope with Ben
Affleck. You're evil.
It never gets old. I don't know why. It's fucking amazing.
That's why I have hope with Ben Affleck. No, it's not being done by Christopher Nolan, but if Heath Ledger can put in a performance that was amazing, the best Joker, yes, that includes over Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Who's playing Superman?
Henry Cavill. He played him in Man of Steel.
Whoever the fuck. Man of Steel wasn't even a good Superman. That was such a shitty fucking show.
Wait, hold on.
Because fucking Superman story is not compelling.
Go away. Do you remember the first three Supermans, the original trilogies?
They actually made four. The fourth one was so bad, nobody remembers it.
Hence why I asked.
They made the fourth one when he fell off a horse and broke his neck.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Moving on. So, no, but you remember the original, we're going to call it a trilogy. That's where it should have stopped. Just saying.
Yes, because
they ruined
this. This is why the fourth one was so horrible. He was fighting, I forget his name, Atomic Man or something like that.
Not Chariots of Fire.
Christ.
And he destroys the parts of the Berlin Wall, and fucking Superman uses his vision to rebuild the fucking Great Wall of China. I'm sorry. Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
I mean, he just looks at it, and it gets rebuilt. Little blue lasers instead of red.
That's what happens to everything in your life.
That's fucking horrible.
You just look at shit, and walls come up. Walls start standing in your way, Cody.
Be like, son of bitch shit. That's what it's like for my cats.
That's why I got to be like Batman and just jump over them.
That's true. I got a question for you, though. This information that you just gave.
About?
Did you steal that?